Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Time to talk music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. You going with the stylish plaid or with the straight whites today?
Got to push a button there, Rock. Not hearing Gary.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
All right. Loud and clear.
Good morning, Gary.
Stuff like that just tees me off.
Yeah.
are you guys going with the decorative, or the stylish plaid, or the straight whites today?
It's a gray top that we'll be wearing today from our title sponsor, Line & Kugels.
So one of those things that'll be in the mail to me next week.
Sure, if you'd like.
The invitation seems to have gotten lost in the mail.
Okay. I'll get mine washed and send it to you, Gary. How's that?
Send me a picture.
Okay, all right. From where? The first tee?
Sure.
Or all the golfers lined up ready to go?
I think the first tee will be fine.
All right.
That'll be better than getting a pre-worn shirt.
What? It's only worn once, Gary.
I know.
But that is
pretty
worn.
Those game-worn jerseys go for more than, you know, the regular kind.
They do?
Don't they?
Depends who wore it.
I guess.
We should leave it at that.
Well, here, let's do this. What's going to cost more, just a regular guitar at a guitar store or one that Eric Clapton played?
There's a slight difference. I mean, you know, it's also what's going to cost more, a shirt from today's golf outing, which I'm sure is very nice. Or a shirt that Eric Clapton profusely sweated in.
Right.
I'd want a clean shirt. I would not want one.
Well, you might take one with a rock star sweat on it.
You might want to clone
a little
him.
DNA down there, take it to the cloning lab. It could end well.
Is that what you do with it?
Why not?
Here's
sounds like as much a good evil genius plan as anything else.
Here's one that surprises me. Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer video is been cleaned up. It is in high def now, right?
Yeah, it's in high def 4K. You know, it's not. They didn't do anything that made it different, but it is. You know, and of course, depending on what you're watching it on, you know, there is more depth than the. It's more vivid, and you know, 4K being what it is. There's almost a three-dimensional quality to it without the glasses. So you really feel like his head right in front and all the stuff that's going on. You feel either going around it or behind it or, you know, it's cool.
I don't know, roasted chickens.
It's one of those things that needed to be done, and I hope, you know, the person who did it wasn't supposed to do something, like, really meaningful at the same time. But it is pretty good looking.
Did they do anything with the sound?
You know, yeah, because, you know, they buffed it up. They remastered it. So it, you know, but they had already to this point, because, you know, there have been at least a couple of different anniversary versions of the So album now. You know, they've already remastered it a couple times. So the sound's been in good shape. And now we just have video to go with it.
This morning show got to meet Joan Jett some years ago.
Yes.
And she was a very interesting and nice person.
Yeah,
and now there's
key.
A documentary
more,
out?
More low-key than you expect her to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very cool. She's just a big baseball fan. She didn't want to talk music. She wanted to talk baseball.
Huge baseball.
Which was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, but she is. We are going to finally see, you know, why the Joan Jett documentary. It's called Bad Reputation. And it premiered at the Toronto Film Festival last year was when it rolled out. And so September 28th. You can mark on the calendar. That's when it's going to be released theatrically and also on demand. So you'll be able to, you know, to catch it in the comfort of your home or in the theater. There's a good trailer out for it now that gives you a sense of what the movie's about and how kind of all the reports about it are. It's pretty frank and honest, and, you know, a really good look at Joan Jett.
It's great if it's honest. There's really nothing that's. They can't be honest about, right?
She's pretty much, yeah. We know about her sexuality. We know about her past drug issues and substance issues. And, you know, we know about a lot of the stuff on the business side too, and about being an early female pioneer in rock and roll and the difficulties she and the Runaways encountered. So, but it's still nice to to have it all grouped together and presented well with really good footage from back in the day.
All right, we think we know what's going on with Demi Lovato. Is there anything we don't know what's going on with Demi Lovato?
No, not really. I mean, she, you know, Demi Lovato, who has, you know, the shame of this and what makes this a bigger, you know, even bigger story is she had really traded on her recovery, you know, from substance abuse with songs, with in her interviews, you know, and she was doing a lot of good work with it as well. But this week she apparently relapsed, had a heroin overdose, and is in the hospital right now getting back into recovery. Her boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama, was spotted visiting her the other day. There's been, you know, a bunch of artists have done Demi Lovato songs, you know, to pay tribute and offer a little bit of support to her. Fans have, you know, have been very supportive. Interestingly, in Atlantic City, where one of the canceled show was, thousands of them turned out and just sang Demi Lovato songs at the venue to be part of the song. So you know, there are a lot of people behind her. It's tough because when you know recovery, as we know, is a tricky and delicate thing. And when you're using when you're trading on your recovery, you know, for commercial purposes, you know, if you do relapse, if you don't know how many chances you're going to get to win back the public favor.
It's troubling that they had, I don't know, Narcan there at the party, like, well, someone's going to overdose, so we should have
it's interesting because there was another story that came out just this morning about what Britney Spears' team does to protect her, and you know how there's no alcohol backstage, and they're diligent at policing the parties to make sure, you know, it's kind of kept away from her. You can't do it 100%, but they are very diligent about protecting her and keeping those things away, much like Aerosmith was back during its recovery.
That's what I was going to say. If you went backstage at an Aerosmith show, you couldn't have a beer in your hand. And I think Ringo's all-star band at one time, you could have beer in a cup, but you couldn't have it in a can back there if you were hanging around the band. Is that right?
I remember the ring. You know, Ringo. That was in the early days, and there were all sorts of restrictions about alcohol. And it's smart if you do have a truly addictive personality who goes in and out of recovery. Then you need to find ways to protect them and try to keep the relapses from happening as best you can.
All right, somebody who is definitely not Demi Lovato, Bob Seger.
Yeah.
They're going back and getting his early stuff?
Well, they already did, and this is an interesting one because what's coming out, it's called Heavy Music, the Complete Cameo Recordings, 1966 to 1967. So these are the early Bob Seger, the earliest Bob Seger recordings, really. It's Heavy Music, East Side Story, Persecution Smith, stuff that his fans have wanted to come out for years and years and years. The twist on this is not an authorized release. It's legal because those recordings are owned by Cameo Records, which is now controlled by Abco Records. That's the company of Alan B. Klein, who you might recognize as the guy who managed the Beatles and the Rolling Stones at one point, was sued by both, and and was known during his life as a pretty ruthless operator. You know, as
so
a
he's
manager.
Got a great track record, is what you're saying.
Correct. So Cameo and Abco own these recordings, and they're allowed to put them out, and it's actually a very nice package, extensive liner notes, really good essay, all the recording details, you know, which you don't always get from stuff from the 60s.
So if this were a book, would it be an unauthorized biography?
Kind of, yeah. That's a really nice way to put it. So,
right.
You know, again, legal, and it's allowed to come out. And
Bob Seger will be paid for these... for this at some point, right? I mean, they're his songs.
Under whatever deal he had with Cameo Records.
Oh,
so,
which
yeah,
may have been
so
a really terrible deal.
He probably gets a couple cents.
Yeah, right.
Know, per song, per purchase, or per 100 purchases, or however they worked it out. But it's not material he owns anymore, even though he wrote the song. So I'm sure there's, you know, they have already said that the Seger camp is aware of this release, but will not participate in it. In other words, they didn't do anything to help with the liner notes or anything. They're not going to promote it or anything through their channels. But it will be out, and this is, like I say, this is music a lot of people have been wanting from him. So September 7th, we'll get it.
I'm having kind of a weird teenage mind bend trying to imagine what Cher doing ABBA tunes is going to sound like.
You know what? It's going to sound fine. You know.
Yeah.
Story here is that Cher, of course, who is in, who is in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, the movie. She plays Meryl Streep's mother in the movie. She is going ahead and recording a 10-track album of ABBA songs, Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen, Fernando, which she performs in the song in the movie. And she hasn't said when it's going to be out yet, but
really?
You know, she's doing it. And you know, I guess why not?
You know, you said weird in Imagine when you were asking Gary about that. Yoko's re-recorded Imagine. That is going to be weird and horrible.
And she has some rights to do that. You know, she was married to John Lennon for how many years? You know, and she certainly has a history with that song. They were married when he recorded that song. So she's got that. She's going to put that out this fall. And we'll see what she does to it. I mean, it's Yoko Ono. So, you know, this could go to the moon and back or further. Or it could be very nice.
Yeah, or it could be like that garbage that John used to throw on the albums when they were married. You'd go, God, why is that on here? This is a Lennon album.
Yeah, well, no, they were billed as John Lennon and Yoko Ono, though.
Yeah, but nobody went to see Yoko Ono on that billing. Everybody knows that.
I remember all the bootlegs that came out where they just plucked the John Lennon songs and put them together so that you didn't have to scroll through the Yoko songs. Going back to Cher just for a minute, by the way, she's also going to get a Kennedy Center honor in December, along with Reba McEntire, Philip Glass, and Wayne Shorter, and the Hamilton musical.
That's all one night? They're going to do all of
that? They're going to do all of that. They do five every year. So those are usually presented and filmed at the very beginning of December and then aired at the end of December.
All right, before we let you go, I want you to go through this a little bit. Joe Walsh announces the second Vet Aid concert.
Yeah, that's going to take place on November 11th in Washington State in Tacoma. Chris Stapleton will be part of it. Also, Don Henley, your buddy from the Eagles, James Taylor, and Heim, the sister group.
Other than the last bunch that you mentioned there, all of those have been on tour together at some point this summer.
Yeah, they've played with each other, and you know, Heim actually fits in. They've gone out with some of these artists, so. So they work. You know, it's a good thing. You know, Joe comes from a Gold Star family himself, and he does a lot of visits to Walter Reed and other military hospitals, and he's just trying to do his part.
All right. Very good. Gary.
All right, well, hit him straight today. Don't get in too much trouble.
No.
And I don't mean just the golf.
plenty of opportunity. Thanks, Gary.
Should go smoothly.
Have a great day.
All right, Gary. Bye-bye. Gary Graff, our music expert. You get him on Friday mornings around here.